Nicky Mills has one mission: to give you that Friday feeling. In order to do this, this is Friday's film feature.
Yes, Friday film feature. We'll put the mobos on hold just for a moment as it's 6:30 on this Friday evening. So this weekend, I'm reviewing White House Down. This is a film that stars Jamie Foxx as President James Sawyer and Channing Tatum as John Cale. He was also an executive producer and one of my favourite actors, so I was very happy to be watching this film. The director is called Roland Emmerich, and he's known for being involved in The Day After Tomorrow, Independence Day, and the 1998 version of Godzilla. Loving the 90s there. Going to be having a bit of 90s music later. The writer is James Vanderbilt, and he also wrote The Amazing Spider-Man 1 and 2. The certificate for White House Down is a 12A, which is very appropriate because there is a slight bit of swearing in it and lots of violence. Of course, it's an action film, so what do you expect? So the plot is, after being rejected at a job interview to be the president's bodyguard, John Cale and his daughter joins a tour of the White House. During the tour, a parliamentary group invades the White House, and it's down to John to keep the president safe as well as save his daughter. Now, the reason I decided to review this film is because it was recommended to me by Mr. Brian Powis. He is on part of the Phoenix team. And we were talking before. I was watching Magic Mike, which is another film that Channing Tatum stars in. It's a bit inappropriate to talk about on radio, to be honest. It's about male strippers. So I didn't really want to do a review on that because I was quite distracted anyway, as it is. But yeah, I was texting Brian during it saying that I'm watching Channing Tatum. And he said to me that I should watch White House Down because he thought it was a really good film. So I did. Now, it is a standalone film, but it did come out around the same time as a film called Olympus Has Fallen. These both came out in 2013, and they both pretty much have the same storyline. As a disgraced former presidential guard, he finds himself trapped inside the White House in the wake of a terrorist attack. This is for Olympus Has Fallen. He then works for national security to rescue the president from his kidnappers. So that's what happens to the protagonist in Olympus Has Fallen. As you can see, very similar to White House Down, which caused problems for White House Down, which I'll talk to you about in a second. It had all the conventions of an action film, including guns, explosions, destructions, set in a big city, motive for a takeover, and goodies and baddies. Now, it took me a little while to understand how the White House can get taken over so easily. Surely there'd be lots of protection and security and everything. But it does come clearer as the film goes on. I suppose you thinking that is all part of the experience. So even though I was confused throughout the film, it was resolved by the end, thankfully. And this makes it really engaging and gripping to see what happened. Now, the setup of the characters at the beginning was really good. It shows they were all linked by having the president giving a speech on TV in each individual scene as all the characters were introduced. It then becomes clear they all work in the White House. So I like the way that all the characters link together. The cinematography was really good. There was a few explosions that looked really real and really great. There was lots of violence, as I say, with fighting and weapons and people getting injured and killed. But as I say, it's an action movie, so that's the conventions. And there's also a few swear words in there as well, as I mentioned. Now, one thing that frustrates me about some films is the fact the characters don't do things fast enough. There was a point where one character had 15 seconds to push a button to initiate some weapons to be launched. And rather than just doing it straight away, he was talking to another character. Why wouldn't you just do it? Just get on with it. I kind of understand this is to build tension for the audience, I know. But then right at the end, he had 2 seconds and he was about to do it. And then John, the main character, bursts in through the door. Why would you stop? If someone's about to come in, you're about to do something really important and the whole film's been building up for, and someone runs in, surely you'd press it even quicker. But there we go. That's just my frustration that I'm letting out there. Now, even though of that, I really liked the film, but apparently it didn't do very well in the box office, which is quite surprising, as Channing Tatum and Jamie Foxx, who's won an Oscar, was in it, so that's quite surprising. But it might be to do with the fact that it came out soon after Olympus Has Fallen, which hit over $30 million in its opening weekend, whereas White House Down didn't reach $30 million, staying in the 20s. Well, overall, I gave it an 8 out of 10. I really enjoyed it. And I like there was a few comical lines in it as well. Even though there's lots of heavy killing and danger, there's a few comical bits to make you laugh as well. There's also a couple of smooth bits that I liked as well, such as when the president threw the keys to a car to John, he caught them straight away. Well, that was pretty smooth. Right, so that's Friday's film feature for this week. If you've just tuned in and just missed that, no worries. I'm going to be putting this up on the webpage, www.phoenixfm.com. If you click on that Friday feeling, you'll be able to find that.